Total incidents of vandalism on City of Delta facilities climbed in 2023, up over 24% compared to the previous year. That's according to a staff report to council, which notes the associated cost of repairs due to vandalism also rose by almost 23% from 2022, totaling just over $120,400. Over the years, several strategies have been implemented in an effort to assist staff with minimizing the impacts of vandalism, including automated washroom locking systems, improvements to the Let's Talk Delta platform, collaborative work with property use and compliance regarding patrols and reinforcement, and the installation of cameras and better lighting in some parks. Despite these efforts, the number of incidents and costs associated with them continues to rise, the report notes. Most of the 391 incidents last year occurred in North Delta, 190, compared to Ladner, 95, and Sawah Senator, 106. Most acts involved graffiti, followed by property damage, illegal dumping, fire and broken glass. Many acts of vandalism, such as graffiti, are unfortunately challenging to curtail through design adjustments, although providing open sight lines and lighting throughout the city's parks can help. These types of improvements are implemented at existing facilities to act as a deterrent wherever possible. In addition, new lighting and cameras are installed in new construction sites and in high-traffic areas, the report adds. The larger, more damaging acts, such as remote building interior fires, have been a focus for the Parks, Recreation and Culture Department in the past few years. Director Trent Reed told council at the April 8 meeting that efforts have focused on designing more resilient infrastructure, but building stronger buildings with more robust materials doesn't prevent acts of vandalism but does enable the city to have them put back in use much faster. His report explains that in older buildings, structures were generally constructed using a combination of brick and mortar, lumber studs, drywall, and included a ceiling and attic, much like a typical home. Garbage fires at the Brandreth Park and Annieval Lions Park facilities in North Delta forced closures for several weeks, but the newer washroom at Delview Park reopened in a few days after a fire last fall. With newer washrooms, the improved design features walls constructed solely in concrete as well as metal furniture. Those buildings are designed for easy washing and without the risk of smoke damage to drywall and/or insulation. While the cost to construct washrooms using the new standard is higher than previous older designs, the difference in construction can result in vastly lower costs to repair damage, the report explains. Reed also told council that the facilities are pre-wired for cameras and the procurement process has started to have them installed. Mayor George Harvey said he was disappointed to see the recent graffiti on the new washroom facility at Memorial Park in Ladner, and is disgusted by some of the racial slurs spray painted on other buildings. He encourages residents to notify the city immediately if they see any graffiti and tagging.